There are really three different themes today in the readings. The first one is this promise of prosperity. Now, of course, the Jewish people themselves realized that while the Lord was promising, you know, good crops and water and all the things you need, that these were already symbols for something much greater, something much more profound. Huh? I will plant in the desert the cedar, the acacia, myrtle, and olive. I will set in the wasteland the cypress, together with the plane tree and the pine, that all may see and know, observe, and understand that the hand of the Lord has done this. The Holy One of Israel has created it. And then the psalm, which is a blessing psalm. We'll come back and look at it. And then these words of our Lord, there may be two different things that our Lord said that have been combined here. One is John the Baptist is the greatest, and yet the least in the kingdom is greater than he. He's in the kingdom. It's just looking at that from two different sides, you know. He is the greatest, probably, of all the Old Testament prophets. And then the icons in the Byzantine tradition on the holy door, on either side there is the Mother of God and John the Baptist, the last two greatest prophets who ushered in the realm of the Messiah. And I don't know why our Lord said this way. Maybe he wanted us to just keep thinking about it till he comes back, because nobody's quite satisfied on what he means about the violent. Heaven suffers violence and the violent take it by force. You get the basic idea. This is not armchair spirituality. Or somebody once said about the New Age, you know, mystical experience in the jacuzzi. You know, this is, this is work. And that much is clear. The psalm, this is a psalm written rather late, I guess, in the history of Israel. It follows the alphabet. There are many psalms that follow the alphabet. Aleph, Beth, Gimel, and so forth. You see, A, B, C. Aleph, Beth, Gimel. You hear it? A, B, C, the same. They pronounce, of course, with different letters, but the same Abba, Gada, you know, same thing. So we have this psalm, and it's a psalm of praise. It's a psalm of blessing. I will bless your name forever and ever. Now, why do we bless the name of God? What does that mean? Oh, blessed are you, Lord, a blessing. It means we acknowledge his blessing. We want to return as much as we can love and blessing on God. Now, we can't bless God. God's infinitely blessed. But we can wish we could. And we can acknowledge all the blessings he's given to us. You know, St. Therese says, you know, I wish God didn't know everything. Because I would love to do something for him that he didn't know I did. I just bless him. I mean, God does that for us all day long, doesn't he? The next breath we take is a gift. We hardly say, thank you, thank you. You know, but it's a gift. And so this psalm, you see, is a gift. And it's acknowledging this gift. Huh? It starts off, I will extol you. I will raise you up on high. All right, that's good enough, I guess. I will raise you up on high, O God, my King. Isn't that beautiful? You are my God, and you're my King. Whatever you want, I want to do. I bless you. And then I will bless your name. Bless your name forever and ever. And then it starts. The Lord, it skips the psalm. The psalm has 21 verses to it, which is 22 letters in the alphabet, so there's one missing. But holy, fell out. We can't find it. It's out of all the manuscripts. Anyway, you see, I will exalt, you see. And let your works give you thanks. Let your faithful ones bless you. Let them discourse of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might. Now, these are not abstract. This is Advent. You see, this is praising God for the gift of his eternal Son, Jesus Christ. I bless you, I bless you. She realized that in heaven, when the presence of the Lord Christ has finally so taken over us, we move like a feather in the wind. You know, every time the Holy Spirit moves, we move. We praise, we exalt, we glorify, we love. All the while we're moving, doing whatever, you see, let them discourse and speak of your might. Interestingly enough, at Qumran, there's a manuscript of this. The Psalms are there in manuscripts. And in this one, after every verse, there is a line. I will bless you, O Lord, I will bless. You know, it was like, because it's liturgical, it was sung, and somebody would sing out this first part, and everybody would answer, I will bless you, O Lord, my God. I will extol your name forever. And then he would sing something else. And so, you see, can you imagine our Lord praying this song? It says, you know, that he spent the night in prayer to God. What did he talk about? What did he do all night? One of the most profound things he did was tell the Father how much he loved him and to sing psalms to him. Of course. All these psalms have passed, as I've said before, all these psalms have passed through the heart and soul of the Son of God made man. So as we sing them, as we pray them, you see, we enter into his soul. It's like a sacrament. We understand these things, huh? Let them make known to men your might and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Tell people about this. How do we do that? Oh, say hello in the grocery line and see what happens. Tell somebody about God. You know the Pope's new encyclical, I hope, have you read it yet? It's not being publicized. It's called Spe Salvati. We are saved in hope. Or by hope, really, in hope. Read it. You can get it online, you know. Just go to the Vatican and website and click. And it's right there, you know. The encyclical. Click, you got it. And read it. Who has hope? I mean, real hope. You know, people will hope the stock market goes up. People will hope the Redskins win. People will hope. But I mean, they're quite ephemeral. Who has real hope? See? Only those who can see right through death. That's us. To give the world a reason for living. Besides just trying to survive. You know, are people alive just because they're afraid to die? Or are they trusting God as they live through this and blessing and acknowledging all his blessings and looking forward to being with him forever? The presence of our Lord Jesus Christ, this new presence that will bless the church And through the church, the world, you see, is hope. Hope. Even in our worst days, in the back of our mind, there is some memory of eternal life, even when we're not thinking about it. Take that out of your chaos, but imagine taking that out of your life. What would there be? Hope. This Pope, who's quite a mystic, you know, understands this movement. And as we watch this, you know, tremendous attack on against God, against an upright life, against the right understanding of sexuality, see, how do we answer? Hope. I know where I'm going. I look forward to an eternity with God, with incredible blessing. I'll take this psalm along, and I will say, you see, Avarachashim chayal olam v'ed b'kol yom. See? Throughout every day, I will bless you and I will praise your name forever and ever. And then they're all fulfilled. Then they're all fulfilled. So this little Advent, see, is to warm up, to get used to the idea that the Lord is coming. Just as at Easter time, we do the same thing, right? We wait, what are we praying there? There for the full explosion of salvation. Take the bonds of death and break them. Take the bonds of sin and break them. Set people free. Then they have hope.